East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Transnet says the bulk of its planned spending over the next 5 years will go towards improving port infrastructure. Chairperson Andy Lesanku says the logistics entity plans on investing close to 130 billion rand.
Owing to their strategic importance, our terminals have been the subject of major investment and modernization initiatives. One, to expand capacity, to improve productivity and enhance global competitiveness.
Sanku was speaking at the launch of new ship-to-shore cranes at the Durban Port Terminal yesterday. Nearly a billion rand has been invested in the new cranes, which will replace the old fleet that has reached the end of its life cycle. The new two cranes are taller, longer, and can withstand stronger winds. Sanku says Transnet has also set aside 4 billion rand for equipment upgrades across its operations in the 2025-26 financial year.
And this is in addition to the 3.4 billion rands that were spent in the 2024-25 financial year. So in total, over the two-year period, we are making a collective capital investment expenditure of 7.4 billion rand.
KZN's Department of Education has been cleared of irregular expenditure involving two major contracts worth over 2.6 billion rand. This was confirmed by the Auditor General of South Africa. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The irregular expenditure was initially flagged during the 2022-23 financial year audit based on non-compliance with principles. But the department, together with Provincial Treasury, disputed the finding and requested a further internal review. The Auditor General's Technical Audits Unit reassessed the matter and found that the contracts were not irregular. The department's own assessments also reached the same conclusion. The Auditor General says the department's audit opinion remains unchanged. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And abroad, a New Zealand teenager has undergone surgery after swallowing 100 high-powered magnets he bought on Temu. After 4 days of severe stomach pain, the 13-year-old was taken to hospital on North Island. Doctors say he'd ingested the magnets about a week earlier. The tiny magnets have been banned in New Zealand since 2013. An X-ray revealed they'd clumped together in four straight lines inside his intestines. Temu says it's launched an investigation to ensure it complies with New Zealand's safety regulations. Recap of our lead story. Transnet says the bulk of its planned spending over the next 5 years will go towards improving port infrastructure. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.